Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, May 3rd. I'm Trinina Ree for The Wall Street Journal. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts has confirmed that the draft opinion, written by Justice Samuel Alito, suggesting the court may be preparing to overturn Roe v. Wade, was authentic, but said it wasn't necessarily the final resolution in the case. In a statement, Roberts said the leak was, quote, a singular and egregious breach. The draft opinion has put the question of abortion rights at the center of national political debate. Democrats are calling for new federal legislation to codify existing protections. Many Republican lawmakers are welcoming the prospect of Roe v. Wade being overturned, while also criticizing the leak. The court is expected to issue its opinion by the end of June or early July. If Roe v. Wade were to be overturned, it would leave the question of abortion access to individual states. The CEO of Biogen, Michel Vounatsos, is resigning. The drug maker also says it'll downsize its workforce and cut spending by $1 billion annually, as it looks to chart a new course after Medicare refused to cover its Alzheimer's drug, Aduhelm. The company also said it would eliminate the sales infrastructure it built to support the drug's launch, signaling the end of the company's hopes that Aduhelm would become a significant source of new revenue. Vounatsos will continue to lead the company and remain on its board while it searches for a new CEO. And the Labor Department says job openings and the number of times people quit reached the highest levels on record in March, as a shortage of available workers continued to pressure the U.S. labor market. Employers posted 11.5 million open positions in March, up from 11.3 million the month before, as the number of people quitting their jobs reached 4.5 million. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.